none other than Patsy Cline. Yeah, Kaya Bondi joins us. She is and has been and will, I guess, always be Patsy Cline. Kaya, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Randy. I'm doing well.
Are you? I know you got a big show coming up Saturday night, but I assume you're getting ready for Thanksgiving now.
I am. I got food cooking all over me. My kitchen's a mess.
Oh, no.
I like it that way.
Always Patsy Cline. I would say that this, if not the most famous production in the area, certainly one of the most. How long have you been doing the Always Patsy Cline show?
7.5 years.
Wow.
7.5 years. Half my married life.
Half my married life. I've been on the road as Patsy.
That's right.
Tell me how this started. Have you always been a fan of Patsy Cline or what?
Well, not always. No. Probably, in my early 20s, I really started listening to her and appreciating her sound and her voice and what she was and who she was. And my husband and I, Brian, and I went to Chicago and saw the show there and loved it and just thought, wow, we could probably do this. We just need a band. So we got in touch with Boyd Bristow, and he knew some players and knew a band. And so we kind of all hooked up, and that's where it started, and it hasn't stopped.
Wow, and Boyd Bristow, now there's a name, too. They're a very talented guy.
Yeah.
For those few that don't know, see, I'm an old country and western hillbilly. You give me your Patsy Cline, you give me your Loretta Lynn and Haggard and Buck and those boys, I'm in good shape.
Good for you.
For those that aren't familiar, a Patsy Cline, legendary figure, killed in the early 60s, right?
1963.
She was killed in a plane crash.
Right, she was 30 years old.
I believe it was her and what, Hawkshaw Hawkins? Was
Hawkshaw
that?
Hawkins.
Yeah,
I can't think of the other guy, and then her manager, Randy Hughes, was flying the plane.
But a legendary figure and some of the songs, this show that you do, and by the way, it's going to be Saturday night at the Brandon Performing Arts Center. The show is at 7:30. How long does the show run?
About an hour and a half, give or take, a little longer.
And is it all music or is there more? Tell me a little about the show.
It's both. Actually, my good, good friend, Jill Johnson, plays the role of Louise Seeger, who is an actual person that knew Patsy Cline. They met in Houston, and the story is based on a true story. So Jill tells the story, and I sing the song. So that's kind of how it goes, and it's based on letters and correspondence that Louise and Patsy had that continued until she died in 1963.
Wow. And of course, and people that are regular listeners of The Mess, we're talking with Kaya Bondi here, McDaniel Mess, 1140 KSOO. Regular listeners know that my main man, my guy number one above all else, is Willie Nelson.
Oh, yeah.
He wrote, probably, Crazy. Is that Patsy's signature song?
Oh, absolutely. And it's still the number one song played on jukeboxes across the country.
Oh, that is so good.
Yeah.
But also Don Gibson wrote Sweet Dreams.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great... What's your favorite one to sing?
I Fall to Pieces.
Really?
Yep, without a doubt.
Wow. Well, and that's another one that was just so, such a huge hit for her. Have you done the show all over the place, Kyle?
All over the place.
Yeah?
Here, there, and everywhere. The first 4 or 5 years, we were really hot and heavy on the road. Kind of tapered off now. We have two other shows that the Comfort Theater produces. So, we kind of alternate between Patsy and East of Westerville and Of the Ice Swing. And we don't do Patsy as much as we used to. So when we do get together, we have a rip-roaring good time.
Now, this is put on by the Comfort Theater Company. Is that your own company?
That's our own company. My husband and I started it 8 years ago, mainly to produce Patsy Cline and then hopefully do other shows. And it's sort of morphed into that. And we provide a menu of musicals to the upper Midwest, mainly small towns that otherwise can't do their own shows or produce their own shows. They bring us in, and we do big musicals for them.
Now, the Always Patsy Cline Show, and by the way, folks, if you haven't been to it, go, and if you have been to it, you're going to want to go
again.
Yeah. It's coming up at the Brandon Performing Arts Center. Saturday night show is at 7:30. Now, I know you also have a CD. I don't know if it's a CD of the show or of Patsy Cline songs, but you have a CD. Will they be available at the show? Or
absolutely.
How can...
Okay. Yeah. Yep. I've recorded 2 CDs that cover all the songs I sing in the show. I sing over 25 songs in the show, so
wow,
couldn't fit them all on one CD, so we did 2.
Now, if people are interested in the CD, let's just say, I don't know, something's come up, they absolutely, for some reason, cannot get to the show. Is there a place they can get the CD at?
They can call our Comfort Theater office at 373-9650, and we can get one out to them.
And tickets, how much are tickets?
Tickets are $17, and they're available by calling the box office in Brandon at 582-8235, and they're also going to be there at the door the night of the show.
All right, 7:30, Brandon Performing Arts Center, folks. Check out Kaya and the crew. They're always Patsy Cline. Saturday night in Brandon. Now you get back and do your cooking.
I will, Randy.
Thanks, Kaya.
Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. Bye-bye. It's 10:14.
In Iowa, in Minnesota.